too aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Aware Show. Hi, this is Lisa Garr. Good to be with you guys today. So, hey, it's a fun drive here at KPFK. We always have a good time during the fun drive. Lots of people around. It's fun. That's why they call it the fun drive. Okay, I'm getting serious now. All right, so we've spoken about this particular concept before on the Aware Show. It is it's about a supplement. There's a supplement out there. There's a lot of them. But one in particular, it's been around for decades and decades, and it can help all sorts of ailments from digestive disorders to skin disorders, I mean, eczema, psoriasis, all sorts of things. And it is a probiotic. Now, we've learned that not all bacteria are bad for you. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. Some bacteria are required for you to be able to sustain a healthy gut. And those are the probiotics. Those are actually what they're called. They're called probiotics. They are the friendly bacteria, and they live in your intestinal tract. And they fight your battles for you. They defend the flora in your intestinal system, so to make sure that everything stays in balance. Probiotics actually make some of our vitamins in our bodies, balance our hormones. They can help us detoxify harmful substances. They're really very good. They maintain a healthy digestive pH. They support regularity. They help us digest our food and so forth. And also, they overcolonize if you take the right probiotic, they can overcolonize the bad pathogens. So any type of virus, stomach flu, anything that you got in there, if you take this on a regular basis, if you take a probiotic on a regular basis, it will build up essentially an immunity to these pathogens, these viruses, of course, that come in when the bad guys show up. So without probiotics, you are more apt to get sick more often because you don't have these wonderful little defense soldiers inside the intestinal system. And of course, then you add on our modern lifestyle. You add on stress, you add on processed foods, if you happen to do an antibiotic, hormone replacement therapy, and then chlorinated water, all of that stuff also harms the intestinal balance. So loss of that intestinal balance, of course, results in things like fatigue, compromised immune system responses, autoimmune disorders, those types of things. So this is really, I mean, it's building a case for why probiotics and the supplementation of probiotics can really help you restore your healthy intestinal flora and basically get yourself back to a great state of health. So that's what we're going to be, guess what we're going to be talking about today? It's probiotics. And by the way, if just in listening to that, if that made sense to you, if that's you and you're listening and you're saying, gosh, I have all of these things, I do all of these, you know, stressful things to my body and I'm always burnt out and fatigued, then this is definitely the show for you. Joining me today is Marti Wittekin. She is a certified clinical nutritionist. She's the host of her own nationally syndicated talk show as well called Healthy by Nature. And she's been a leader in the health industry for 35 years. She's really an activist for health freedom. And today we're talking about it's not too late to start your New Year's resolution to have better digestion, because that can also, by the way, help you shed lots of unwanted pounds because toxins are heavy. Welcome to the show, Marti. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure. You put the fun in fun drive.
I do. I do. We have a good time here during the fun drive. There's people around, and I'm not just talking to a microphone. It's a good time. So, did I do a good job? Did I explain the necessity? Did I build a good case for them?
I was spellbound. You did a terrific job.
Yeah.
If we could talk about it, every day is so important, but you just put a fine point on it.
Well, I take them every day of my life. I give them to my daughter. I give them to my dog. And the reason is because I have, I have a gluten intolerance, and sometimes I get into foods that react the same way to gluten, certain rice grains. It reacts the same way in my body, and I haven't identified what they are yet. I'm still kind of learning what they are. And my God, when I get into something like that, it causes me an enormous amount of pain, and I just go for the probiotic. I don't go for a Tagamet thing of that. What are those called?
Oh, the acid
blockers.
Drugs,
right.
Proton pump inhibitors, the H2 blockers. There's a raft of them.
The Maalox, those types of things. I'm not, I know that those cause a number of other side effects, and you actually wrote a book. Marty wrote a book on it called Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and other acid blockers. Now, what are those meant to do? Are they? Are you only supposed to take them as just a Band-Aid, something as a to get you out of instant pain, but people take them for a long time?
Well, that's exactly right. They were only tested for people taking them 2 to 4 weeks, maybe in a pinch up to 8 weeks, and they were originally intended by medicine to be taken if you had an ulcer and you needed to just stop the acid long enough to get the ulcer healed up. But people started thinking, well, this solves the pain when I get heartburn, never mind whatever caused it, I'll just take them. And of course, the pharmaceutical industries love that idea because it's very profitable. Instead of having somebody take something once in a blue moon for 4 weeks, if they can convince you that you need to take them all the time, which the TV commercials certainly hint at, that, oh, this is just fine, take it all the time. Well, you just stop your stomach acid, and God put it there for a reason. We've got stomach acid because we need it for a whole bunch of things, and when you interfere with that over a long period of time, there's a big price to pay.
Now, I have a question. So, I mean, I always believe in the natural design of the body, that really it's got a perfect system. It has an innate intelligence to self-correct. It's really an awesome system, the human body. And it provides and it produces all of its own vitamins, really, for the most part. Why does it not produce a probiotic?
Well, it does.
Oh, it does. Good.
We aren't born with them. We're supposed to get them from our mother, and then we acquire them from fermented foods, and as we go along, if we're healthy, we develop a very nice assortment, and everybody's is different, which is a really critical point to remember when you're deciding what probiotic product to take. Everybody's is different because it adapts to your diet, to your genetics, to what you're exposed to, and so on over time. So we develop a very nice assortment that does its job. They're part of the team. They're like the cells in our bodies, except that there's a whole lot more of them. They all have jobs. We have something like 100 times more cells that are not ours in our digestive tract than we have of our own body cells. So it's part of the original design, and it was really a big deal. But you mentioned a number of things that interfere and kill them off, and that's where the problem starts.
Okay, so we ingest a certain amount when we're young, then those colonize, and then we start basically beating them up when we...
Yeah, killing them off.
Yeah, killing off the good guys. Well, I just also wanted to mention, back to the idea of the acid blockers. They were originally only tested to last, for the consumption of maybe, what did you say, a few weeks?
Yes.
What happens if you do take them long term? What are the side effects of that?
Well, pretty much anything you can think of, because one thing that happens is it changes the pH in the system and fosters the wrong bacteria. So taking acid blockers is one of the things that we do that damages our friendly bacteria. And by the way, I think it's helpful for people to know that the word probiotics, the pro means for, and the biotics means life. And antibiotics, it means against life. So it's almost like taking antibiotics or something when we block the stomach acid, but we also don't digest our protein as well. We end up short on vitamin B12. We don't absorb minerals like we should. So over time, you can have almost any – they haven't asked all the questions yet, but every time they ask the question, oh, yeah, that's a problem. And I think the most standout ones that make you think is an increased risk of hip fracture, an increased risk of pneumonia and dementia, erectile dysfunction, sleep problems. I mean,
wow. Now, all of that is, and all this is because the stomach acid is basically pulling the minerals out of, like, the bones and so forth where you really need them in order to function. Is that what happens?
If you don't have the stomach acid to get the minerals out of your diet and out of your supplements, then the body is going to get the minerals it needs somewhere, and it does, just like you say, pulls it out of the bones. And people will go to the doctor and they'll have their blood tested and they'll say, oh, my calcium was fine. Well, your blood calcium is going to be fine unless you're at death's door, because the body is not going to sit there with some extra ribs that it could eat up and get the calcium to keep the blood stable. It will just borrow it from wherever it can find it until things are right.
Well, now, that's interesting that you mentioned calcium, because that's one of the problems when, my father is, he's in his 60s and his calcium intake is low. And I've done a couple of interviews about the whole calcium problem with overcalcification and the wrong type of calcium being consumed that is nowhere near small enough to really get into the molecular level that it needs to get into in order to be absorbed properly, blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's a lot of controversy around calcium these days. Can the probiotic help to assimilate the calcium easier?
It does. That's one of the things probiotics do, is
really?
They improve the absorption and the utilization of all of our foods, but in particular, since we're talking about minerals, that's an important thing. And I agree there's controversy about calcium. There's not enough controversy. There are too many people that are saying, right, I'll put calcium in everything. I'll drink orange juice.
Right.
With calcium. I'll eat calcium here and calcium there. And then we wonder why they have hardening of the arteries and kidney stones.
Right.
Like calcium is not only not the right type, but they don't have the magnesium. They don't have the friendly bacteria. They don't have the boron, the manganese, the vitamin K, the vitamin D, all the other things it takes to make bone. They're just turning into pillars of calcium.
And then if you have the stomach acid out of balance, then, of course, that robs the calcium from the bones anyway. Now, stomach acid, importance of it, and I hope we're not getting too technical for people here, because I definitely want to mention this is the fun drive here at KPFK. We're supposed to be having fun, but this is such an interesting topic to me. Because the gut is the brain of the body. It really is. You have a brain. But it controls everything. It actually controls serotonin production. It controls hormone production. The gut, folks, controls all of that. So it is a very important conversation. This is very relevant. We all have one. We all beat them up in some way. And if you drink a cup of coffee. But there's ways that we can put them back into balance, and this probiotic that we're talking about during the fun drive right now is my favorite. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic 12 Plus. I talk about it all the time. I use the product myself. I can't tell you enough about this product. Well, I will. I'll tell you later. So anyway, that's what's happening during the fun drive here. You can call the volunteers in the phone room at 818-985-5735, and you can get it here and donate to the station. So tell me a little bit, Marty, about the flora the acid production, stomach acid. Do we need it? Do we have too much of it? What's the deal with the stomach acid?
Well, people think they have too much when they get heartburn or acid reflux. That's not the problem at all. 99% of the time, it's that the acid is getting somewhere it doesn't belong. It's going back upstream. It's the little sphincter that's supposed to block off the esophagus from the stomach. It's not operating properly for one reason or another, and there are several, everything from a hiatal hernia to eating food that might be like you with gluten. So there's something that your body doesn't like and is basically saying, I don't want this here. It's trying to get rid of it. And all of probiotics, those are the biggest help. If you take them, you can solve a heartburn problems a lot faster than you'll ever will by shutting off the acid, because when you shut off the acid, you damage your friendly bacteria, and all of those side effects that I mentioned earlier can happen when you don't have good stomach acid. Here's something I think you'll think is hilarious in a sick sort of way. If they just recently did a study where they took people who didn't have heartburn, apparently healthy folks, and they put them on these acid-blocking drugs, the proton pump inhibitor variety, for a month. At the end of that month, they had heartburn.
Hmm.
So it's a vicious cycle.
It is. Interesting.
You take the drugs.
Yeah.
It gives you heartburn. So once you've taken them, it's very hard to get off because as soon as you stop taking it, the pain comes back and you say, oh, well, apparently I need this drug. Well, no, you need to find out why the acid was leaving your stomach and going north to begin with. And I think everything is a potential suspect. Vitamin D, for example, it helps keep muscle strong. Well, that's a little muscle there. We're finding out that a huge percentage of the population is deficient in vitamin D. So
yes, definitely find that out.
You know, that's a whole show.
We've done a few shows on it. All right, this is what I want to let people know about the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic 12 Plus. We have it here during the fun drive, and it is one of the most complete probiotic systems on the market, and it's got a formula that has a blend of, I think, first of all, it's got billions of organisms inside this particular probiotic, but it is fermented over 3 years. So in this fermentation process, the healthy bacteria, the good guys, start to, they overpopulate and then become a super strain. And then, of course, when you start taking these super strains of good bacteria, any of the small, parasites and various viruses and so forth, they just get knocked out right away by something like this. Now, the cool thing about the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic 12 Plus is Dr. O'Hara. He is an amazing, amazing man. You know that he won a Peace Prize in 2004 for this particular strain of bacteria that he formulated? He's a brilliant microbiologist. He's a world-renowned microbiologist and formulator. And that's one of the reasons why I love this product, is because he has such a high standard of what he does. This product's been, voted the best alternative medicine gold medal. It's gained all sorts of awards. It is, in my opinion, the best probiotic in the market because of the way that it is formulated. It's grown in, I think it's in a hydroponic situation, right, Marty?
I actually was privileged to be in Japan and see how they do it. They grow them and ferment them in these big tubs, and they attend to them like they were little babies. They feed them all of these wonderful organic fruits and vegetables and play classical music for them because it makes them healthier. And they do this for 3 years, and then everything that bug needs is with them. It comes alive. It's got its own food supply that it's used to. And all of those substances that bacteria make, the bacteriocins that kill off bad bacteria, the organic acids that help keep the pH correct, all those things are in the capsule. It's the only one that does that, and that's why for years and years and years, I've used it with my clients. I use it personally, and just like you, I give it to my dog.
And I love the fact that it's vegan because it's non-dairy, which is important because if you have an allergy to dairy, you cannot take most of the probiotics out there in the market. Okay, I'd like to get the phone lines ringing here, 818-985-KPFK. That's 818-985-5735. In my opinion, this is the best probiotic on the market. Just because I know the company, I know the man who produces it is a brilliant microbiologist and formulator of a bacteria that he created that he grew, basically, that gained him a Peace Prize. So 818-985-5735. It is a $125 pledge to the station. You can also do a $50 pledge to the station where you can get the soap. There is probiotic soap out there that is an amazing product. This is something that's like using probiotics on your face or on your body. It is basically in place of using deodorant because it kills the bacteria that would otherwise cause body odor, and it does it in a completely natural way. So let's see who we've got. Five lines lit up. Let's see if we can get five more people to donate to the station. You're donating to this amazing commercial-free model here, of course. KPFK is an incredible station. Existed like this for 50 years. And the probiotic is a $125 donation to the station, and then you get the box of probiotics. If you want to do a $50 level, the $50 donation to the station, you can get the soap. I love how Marty Wittekin, my guest, is talking about how they grow these probiotics. They basically grow them like little babies. They feed them organic fruits and vegetables. You probably eat better than a lot of babies. They play them classical music. They grow these healthy bugs. I mean, these are treated better than a lot of people I know. And they become probiotics. Isn't that an interesting concept? Now, what are some of the other things about the soap that you can tell us? Do you know about it, Marty?
Well, they use the same blend in making the soap. And so they have not only the bacteria that they use in making it, but also these digested plants that have been processed by the bacteria into something that's very absorbable by the skin. When you put it on, the skin feels good because it's more like a glycerin soap than a soap anyway.
Right, it doesn't leave a film on you at all.
No film.
Yeah.
And the feedback I get from people is that any kind of skin irritation, somebody that has a chronic skin irritation.
Oh, yeah. Eczema.
Yes, any of those with the fancy names. If you take probiotics on the inside, which is probably where the problem is starting, mm-hmm. and you use it on the outside, you get very fast results.
Skin tags. I know. I got rid of a lot. I mean, from being pregnant, you get a lot of a certain, you know, hormone production gives you these skin tags, and you can actually get rid of them with the soap. I've gotten rid of several with the soap. It's great. I got to tell you, a friend of mine, one of the moms at my daughter's school, has a little girl who's 7, and she has skin problems that her mother has not been able to figure out. And I told her about the probiotic, but I forgot to tell her about the soap. And that would be perfect for her little girl. I just talked to her again about it this morning. Maybe I can get the soap for her, because that would help a lot.
Donate $50.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, my God. Yeah. Just because I don't want little ones to suffer. I don't want anyone to suffer. All right. 818-985-KPFK, folks. This is how you support yourself and you're supporting the station at the same time. One of the reasons why this is such a strong health show is because we give you information on the show that I've done massive research on, spoken to the owners of the company, know all about the honors and awards that these companies have gained and what their other products are and so forth. I really do a lot of research on these companies, and they are this particular one. It's a Japanese-based company. Dr. Ohira is a world-renowned microbiologist and a formulator of strains of bacteria. And that's what he does, and he's a distinguished member of the New York Academy of Sciences. He's really an amazing person. If you've ever heard him speak, I mean, he's really phenomenal. I've seen him speak several times. And so the Dr. Ohira's Probiotic 12 Plus is the name of the probiotic we're talking about today. It's a vegan, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex. Okay, anyway, it's called a probiotic. It's great. That's the long version of probiotic. Biogenic intestinal flora complex dietary supplement. Probiotic. Anyway, this is why it's so important for you, because it really does help you build a defense system. And if you have any type of food allergies, especially if you have food allergies, this is something that can decrease inflammation from food allergies, for me, in a matter of 20 minutes. Absolutely in a matter of 20. If I have a stomach ache from something that I got into that didn't agree with me, 20 minutes after I take this. And I blend it up in the blender with for my daughter, too. I just throw it in with some orange juice and some apples, throw the probiotic in there. She drinks it right down. It's a great, so she doesn't have to swallow the pill. You can mash it up, put it in applesauce. It's great, great, great for kids' tummies. Great for kids' tummies.
If they can chew, they can actually chew these up. They don't have an unpleasant taste. And if you've got a problem in the stomach, you don't want to swallow it whole because it may just pass through the stomach and it'll do you good somewhere else. But if you want it in your stomach because you've got acid indigestion or it's something you ate you're pretty sure wasn't quite right, chew up two or three. Just soften them a little bit in your mouth and chew them up, and it's amazing. I had a funny allergy story if you got to do that. There's a particular brand of pizza. I don't eat pizza all the time, but once in a while you just have to. It's sort of an American thing. You got to eat a pizza once in a while. But there's a certain brand that I never eat because it always gives me a headache, and I don't know whether they overdo the MSG or they've got too much yeast in it or there's something about it that never agrees with me. But I was doing a radio remote, and the only thing there was to eat was this company brought pizzas. And once you're starving, your higher brain functions don't work anymore, and you just say, oh, yeah, I've got that problem, but never mind, I'm hungry. And so I ate two pieces, and immediately I started feeling that feeling you get when you're about to get a real thumping headache. And somebody was there with Dr. O'Hara's, and I knew about it for diarrhea, constipation, that kind of thing. I didn't really have any idea how powerful it was for other things. But they said, here, chew up a couple of these. And I went, oh, yeah, right. And I'm going about my business. In about 15 minutes, it was like a light switch. It just clicked off. That feeling totally went away, and I didn't get the headache. And I said, that's very strange, because it wasn't placebo. I knew it wasn't going to work. And yet it did.
Wow. Now, how does it help with candida and yeast, by the way, the probiotics?
Well, that's kind of the tie-in for people that have food sensitivities. If you were born, and I don't want to give people the wrong idea, if you were born with an allergy to peanuts, stay away from the peanuts. Don't pretend like this is going to change that, because that's a different mechanism. But most people develop sensitivities to food because of something called leaky gut. And they're actually absorbing little bits and molecules of things that haven't been totally digested. And once you absorb it, then the immune system doesn't know what to do with it, and it tends to overreact and cause the allergic symptoms. And this can be anywhere in the body, from the skin to depression. I mean, it covers the gamut. And when you get the probiotics right, they keep yeast from drilling the holes and, in essence, weakening the lining of the intestinal tract and causing that leaky gut. So that's kind of the short course in it. But the yeasts themselves, if you get a lot of yeast growing because you've taken antibiotics and you've killed off your good bacteria, or you eat too much sugar or white flour, things that turn into sugar quickly, that's what the yeast likes to eat. They will grow and proliferate. They change into a different form that starts really causing problems. But they put out sort of a poison. They're called mycotoxins, the poisons that come out of the yeast. And those can make you feel really bad. They can make you feel boggy brain, like you just can't think straight, and feel really down and tired and achy and all those kinds of things. So that's yet another reason to make sure that your intestinal good guys are in good shape.
And also, if you get into bad food combinations, like where we've talked about a little bit about food combining on the show before, but you want to be able to eat the fruits alone, the meats and the carbohydrates are okay together. But if you put, the carbohydrates are not good with meats, are they?
No, because they break down too quickly, and the meat takes a lot longer, and that's where you get fermenting. Again, if you have yeast in the system, it's even worse. But that's one of the causes for heartburn, is that people are taking things that, they're having a cantaloupe along with steak, and it's just a recipe for trouble.
Yes, it causes a gastric nightmare, basically. Well, I want to say thank you so much, Marty, for joining me today. We've got a fun drive here that we're going for, and I'm going to continue on with this, but I want to say thank you very much. You have been such a great voice in explaining the whole purpose behind probiotics and what they're here for and why they're essential for our system and for our skin, basically, as well, and for our digestive system. So thank you so much for joining me today.
I appreciate being there. And if people want more information to really understand digestion, I've got a lot of it on my Radio Marti website, just radiomarti.com.
Radio Marti, MARTIE.com. All right, great. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again very soon. All right, so fun drive time right here, KPFK, 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. Are you the type of person that has issues with basically any type of digestive issues, where you are having pain associated with eating, or if you're hungry all the time, so you're basically not getting the proper nutrients out of your food that make you satiated and full, if you're lacking certain vitamins and minerals and tired all the time, you're again not getting the proper type of use of the food, the body is not absorbing the food correctly and the vitamins and the nutrients that should be getting from the food, this is because there's either an inflammation going on in the gut or your body is getting overridden by bad bacteria. If you're getting sick a lot, if you get food poisoning a lot, if there's various skin issues, because skin are a direct reflection of what's going on in the intestinal tract, then you're needing some type of help in terms of correcting the proper flora in the gut. That's the whole point of probiotics, and that's why I'm such a big fan of them, because they're really required to balance the intestinal tract. And definitely, oh my gosh, the super viruses and the super strains out there that are around these days that are getting stronger and stronger. You want to be able to make the good guys in your body stronger and stronger in order to combat some of those bad bacteria that are coming into the intestinal tract for no good reason. I mean, you could get them from anywhere. All right, so the number here, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. If you're overeating, if you have a lot of stress in your life, if you have a lot of sugar, guess what sugar cravings indicate? A lot of parasites in the body. Parasites feed off of sugar. They make you think that you crave it all the time because that's what their survival mechanism is, to stay alive. Sugar. It is one of the worst things that you could do for your body because, again, it robs the body of all sorts of nutrients. So correcting, you know, taking a probiotic could absolutely help you with those sugar cravings because it takes over those bad bacterias and basically starts knocking out the cravings because the bacteria is dying. They're being taken over by the good bacteria. So food cravings, overeating, stress, sugar consumption, bad food combining, all of those things wreak havoc on the digestive system. There are reasons why those things are even occurring. And what you want to start with is balancing the good bacteria in the... Now, this doesn't even need to be if you've taken an antibiotic lately. If you've taken antibiotics lately, you've killed all the good flora. It kills everything, basically. So you have to replace it. But if you haven't and you're just kind of overall coffee or abuse on the system, 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It is an amazing formula. It is one of the most complete probiotic systems on the market because it has literally billions of these healthy bacteria in the system. The creator of it, Dr. O'Hara, is he won a Peace Prize for this particular strain of bacteria that he created. And I love the description of how they make these bacteria, I mean, the probiotics in Japan, and they grow them in tubs and they feed these probiotics like babies. They feed them organic fruits and vegetables and they play classical music to them and they literally grow healthy bacteria. And then you can, it's non-dairy, so it of course doesn't, you know, you don't have to worry about it if you have an allergy to dairy or if dairy upsets your stomach. These are things that you can chew. Very, very good for you. All right, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call here. And to get the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at KPFK. And the also the soap uses the same type of blend. So you basically take a soap that's a probiotic and you can use it for all sorts of things. It gets rid of bad bacteria in the body, which is, you know, using this, you don't need to use deodorant, which is great. I've been using this for a long time. totally cut down on the deodorant use that I was doing, which I never could really find the right deodorant anyway, because they all have the aluminum in them, and I'm not, you know, the link to breast cancer. I just didn't want to risk it. When I found something that worked, which is just the soap that you use instead of the deodorants, then that's I stopped there. That worked for me, and it's also great for getting rid of skin tags, the soap. So that is a $50 pledge to the station. All right, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. You've heard me talk about Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus on the Aware Show for a long time. I love the product. I use it. I give it to my daughter and my dog. My dog, and I've told the story before, had skin issues. He was constantly itching and chewing on his front left leg and chewed the hair off, and he had this really itchy, dry skin. I started putting the probiotic in his food just once a day, and he doesn't go off. He doesn't do all that itching anymore. Poor guy. It was probably so irritating to him. So anyway, that's over because we fixed his little gut with the probiotic. Very simple. Didn't need fancy shampoos or any types of antibiotics for the dog. I just gave him a probiotic. Very simple. When I asked the vet about it, no clue. Didn't think it had anything to do with it. But it didn't matter because I tried my own experience. It's totally harmless giving a probiotic to an animal. I mean, as far as the company is concerned, it talks about that a lot. You can give it, it's safe for pets. Zero side effects with this type of thing. Because it's just simply food. It's food that has been grown and cultured and fermented and developed, and there's no chemicals in it. All right, 818-985-KPFK. We have 10 lines lit up right now. Let's see if we can get 10 more people to give us a call, because I want to switch topics and go to the DVD that we were talking about yesterday that gained so much attention. And it's another thing that I'm extremely passionate about here at KPFK and on the Aware Show. Were you guys listening to the show yesterday at all, to the Aware Show yesterday? And I was talking about this DVD called Consuming Kids. This is a phenomenal DVD. It's very cool to be able to talk about something that really is the essence of being commercial-free. This is a commercial-free radio station. We've existed like this for 50 years here on KPFK. So it is a model that works. Imagine there's 90% of the people that walk around here are volunteers, and they've been that way for 50 years. Do you have a business like that where 90% of the people in your organization volunteer their time because they believe so strongly in your mission? If you do, good for you, because basically that's what KPFK is. It's the beautiful mission of the station to take no corporate sponsorship, to not have any commercials for you guys, and to deliver the best news that we possibly can here. And one of the things that we are able to talk about on this radio station is this Consuming Kids DVD. It is a DVD that is about the commercialization of childhood. A friend of mine saw this film at the Art of Film Festival, and she told me about it because I'm a mom. And it talks about, in this particular – and this, by the way, is not only a DVD for moms. It's about anyone who had a childhood, who remembers being marketed to as a child, who remembers those jingles that are ingrained in our head more than our algebra formulas are, that remembers buying things that you never use because for some reason you thought that this was the coolest thing to buy, because somewhere out there, unconsciously, you were, quote, brainwashed into buying it because of the colors, because of the stimulation that it gives you, X, Y, and Z. So this DVD is an amazing, it's an hour-long DVD, and it shows such an eye-opener. On this DVD, it shows all sorts of ways that we were marketed to as children in prior to the 70s. And then when around the 72, the government lifted this regulation on marketing, and deregulation happened, lifted all of the restraints off of what they could do with marketing, and it became a free for all. And so the way that kids are marketed to these days basically is influences kids themselves, influence $700 billion in spending every single year. Prior to this deregulation happening, it was about $40 billion. Now it is $700 billion a year. If your kid has ever nagged you for something and said, "Mommy, I need this, Mommy, I need this," it's most likely because they've seen a movie, a TV show, a commercial that has shown them they will be happier, hipper, and cooler with this object because their friends are going to all get them too. And that is basically robbing that child from his own self sense of worth and his own self sense of happiness if he doesn't have that. I just don't like the messages that are being sent, and neither do the people inside this, in this DVD. And of course, this is insights from various healthcare professionals, psychologists, child development specialists. And on this DVD, they also talk a lot about these studies that are done on these research companies that are raising a generation of super consumers. I'm going to play a clip from this so that you can understand the relationship between marketing and a lack of health. This is the clip number 10. We're going to cue it up in just a second here. Sorry, I just kind of sprung this one on them. But just so you guys know, this DVD is available here at KPFK for the fund drive, and it is only available here at KPFK during the fund drive at this point. The wonderful people at the Media Education Foundation who did this DVD, great group of people. They've donated countless numbers of these DVDs to this radio station. Of course, it's a commercial-free radio station because we're in great support of this particular DVD. But it's only really available to colleges and universities for educational material. I wanted to make it available to the public because you guys and me, we are the consumers. We are the ones that need to see this DVD. This is absolutely an educational awareness piece for you guys to watch. Get friends together. Watch it. It's for adults. I had my child watch it who was 7. She got through it, but it was an eye-opener for her. All right, 818-985-KPFK. By the way, the DVD here is available for, what is the pledge on the DVD? I forgot. 100 and something. But it's 120. Thanks. It's $250 if you're a college, but it's $120 here at the station. Listen to this clip of Consuming Kids.
We're creating a future generation of super consumers. Rather than consuming less, our children will consume even more than the baby boom generation or the Generation Y or X. What does that mean for our future, for our well-being, and for their well-being?
Forty times as many young people are now being diagnosed with bipolar disorder than 13 years ago.
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Almost 4.5 million children in this country have been diagnosed with ADHD.
Doctors are writing a growing number of prescriptions for antidepressants for children, as many as 8 million a year.
1 in 3 children born in the year 2000 will develop diabetes.
For the first time in decades, the rate of hypertension in children is rising.
This generation of children is the heaviest in American history. An estimated 16% of all children and teenagers are overweight, 4 times as many since the 1960s.
It's kind of like we're saying in our society, we don't care about children. For all the rhetoric about kids, we're treating them as one thing, buying power consumers. And it, you know, no matter what they buy, we want them to buy, even if it's going to kill them.
The sick child, as view a consumer, has replaced the healthy child of sports, play, and make-believe.
People who are really smart, who've done a lot of research on this, are beginning to say, wait a minute, there seems to be some association here between advertising and marketing and all these problems.
I designed a study which looked at children's involvement in consumer culture. And what I found was the more media a child used, both television and other forms of media, the more likely they are to score high on a depression scale and an anxiety scale.
This is one of the very most important public health problems in the United States, if not the most important public health problem in the United States.
And one of the most disturbing of these negative health trends is the rise of illnesses linked to childhood obesity. The dark side of a kid's consumer culture that promotes junk food and sedentary media use over physical exercise.
Life expectancy of kids today will be shorter than that of their parents, the first such decline in modern times.
Over the last 2 decades, obesity rates have doubled in children and tripled in teenagers.
One of the concerns that people have with our current pandemic of obesity is that we are teaching kids to eat the wrong kind of things earlier and earlier.
The consequences of America's weight problem now extending to child safety seats. A new report says many very young children are too heavy for standard car safety seats. Manufacturers starting to make heftier models to address the problem.
And we are seeing problems that we used to never see until adulthood, now in children as young as 6 or 7, such as type 2 diabetes. Diabetes is a terrible disease with lifelong implications. You die young, you die miserable.
This is not diabetes that is based on genetics. This is diabetes based on weight. Diabetes, being a chronic illness, affects people's eyes, it affects their circulation, it affects their heart. There is going to be a health care crisis, a concrete health care crisis.
Despite these concerns, regulators have not only been reluctant to address the problem, but even to acknowledge that there is one.
There are no simple solutions to this problem. Look, even our dogs and cats are fat, and it's not because they're watching too much advertising.
So you're saying advertising has had no impact on the increased obesity problem?
I'm saying that if you look for a correlation and causation, there is none.
There's no...
Oh, this is the DVD that I'm talking about. It's called Consuming Kids, and it is available here during the fund drive at KPFK. This is an eye-opener. This is absolutely an eye-opening DVD. It's a little bit in the beginning. You realize how much you were marketed to as a kid, and look around your house, and you can tell. Have you ever bought one of these products that you don't know, that you've never used? I mean, you just buy it and you bring it home, but you've never used it. There is an enormous amount of marketing and research that is done on these products that basically they take focus groups and they look at what areas of the brain get stimulated when they use the product, what colors are more alluring to make you buy the product, which is why you see all of the fast food stores or places out there that are in red and yellow, because those are the colors that stimulate hunger. Now, a lot of research have been done around this, and so as you're, you know, driving around and consuming these products, wouldn't you like to be able to make your own choices in what you buy rather than being psychologically, well, unconsciously told to buy these products? And so I like being able to make my own choices, my own decisions. This is absolutely a chilling DVD that exposes a lot around the whole concept of marketing. Now, is it brilliant? Are companies making exorbitant profits from this? At the expense of what? At the expense of robbing children of their childhood? At the expense of increase in bipolar disorder, ADD, use of antidepressants? There is a research study that's done that shows on this DVD, the more media a child watches, the more anxiety a child will have. Children shouldn't have hypertension, in my opinion. I mean, it's just my personal opinion, but that's weird. 818-985-KPFK. I'm encouraging you guys to get this DVD, get a group of people together and watch it and have a discussion about it. I mean, have a lively discussion about it. Is this something that you were affected by as a child? Is this something that is affecting your children? Do your children, there's a whole company out there called the NAG Factor. Wow. And this company is basically designed to get your child to nag you for buying things. You know it if it's ever happened to you. Has your child ever thrown a tantrum in a market where you, or a superstore where you have, when you have not bought them something? 818-985-KPFK. And there's also a lot of negative impacts on creative play. Apparently, 94% of creative play has decreased in children 8 to 14 years old because these toys play for you. They use their imagination for you. They are, you play like the commercial says to play with this doll. You play like you saw it on this TV show. You play like you saw it in the movie. You don't take, the kids don't take these toys anymore and creatively play with them and use their own imagination as much, because the TV shows and the movies and the games do it for you. 818-985-5735. This is not meant to make anybody wrong. This is not meant for you to go in your house and throw everything away. This is meant to educate you. I'm all about education. I'm all about awareness. That's why I do the Aware Show. It's all about raising awareness about various subjects so that you can be informed and that you can have the freedom to make changes as you see fit. If you don't want to make them, don't. Just be informed. And that's all I can ask. That's all I get up to do in the morning. So that's my whole, that's the reason I'm here. 818-985-KPFK. And the cool thing about the people who put this DVD together, very well done DVD, a lot of research in there. It's the Media Education Foundation, and they have offered this DVD for us, an unlimited amount of these copies of DVDs to the station. You can't get this on Amazon or anywhere else right now. It's only available to colleges and universities for educational classes and so forth. It's about $250 to the colleges and universities, and there's a deal here for KPFK listeners. It's only $120 here, and it's really a donation supporting commercial-free radio. So it's a great match for the mission of KPFK. I'm going to play you another clip from the DVD called Consuming Kids.
Structured time, and when is a child able to be a child and play?
Remember playing baseball until it got so dark you couldn't see the ball any longer? How about hiding and pretending you couldn't hear your name being called home to dinner? That was back, of course, when kids, and just about all kids, played outside starting the moment they got home from school. That was before Xbox, of course.
A recent report from the American Academy of Pediatrics found that commercial media is radically transforming the way children play. The report found that even though free and unstructured play is essential to the cognitive, physical, social, and emotional well-being of children, the amount of time 6 to 8-year-olds spend playing creatively has been declining dramatically over the past decade. And for 9 to 12-year-olds over the same period, creative play has declined a staggering 94%.
The thing that it's important to remember about creative play is that it's the foundation of learning. It's the foundation of critical thinking. It's the foundation of problem solving. It's the foundation of empathy and of, you know, the experience of being something else. And it's the way that kids make life meaningful. What's happening is that children are being deprived increasingly of opportunities to exercise their imagination. Parents are being encouraged to hand babies cell phones because of the Sesame Street content or the Nickelodeon content. We now have, you know, screens in the back of minivans and portable DVD players for toddlers. We're raising a generation of children who are never going to have the experience of having to amuse themselves or having to calm themselves down.
Or having to come up with creative play on their own and imagination and play dates and all those good things. All right, 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call to get a copy, your copy of the Consuming Kids DVD. And this is, it is something that is not only if you have children, but if you know any children, if you are, have nieces or nephews, if you're a grandparent, if you were a child once in your life, it is an eye-opening DVD for you. And it is just a great way to be informed. Now we have 4 minutes left here in the show. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. $120 pledge to the station supporting commercial-free radio. And then you, of course, support yourself with the education of watching this DVD about the consumer, the commercialization of childhood. The fact that our children are being called the, quote, consumer culture because they are being bred from the womb to the tomb. This is what they call this type of marketing. It's the practices, marketing practices that are done on kids from the womb to the tomb, all the way from preschool, or even before that, 3 months old, with the Baby Einstein videos. They really talk a lot about the fact that there's absolutely no concrete link of any type of research that shows that these educational DVDs teach children anything, and it actually takes over a certain developmental part of the brain that is responsible for critical thinking and their imagination. It's really a fascinating study. 818-985-KPFK. Bottom line is the television should not be our babysitters, and it can be there definitely for chill time and for relaxing and so forth, but a minimal amount of time. I don't think you have to throw the thing out the window. I think that you need to do things in balance. All things in balance. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. And also, be educated about your choices and so forth that you're making. All right, 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. I want to see 10 people pick up a copy of this DVD right now. If you have a child, if you're in the education field, if you want to share this with family and friends in any way, Consuming Kids, The Commercialization of Childhood is a DVD that talks all about the marketing practices that are done on kids from the womb to the tomb. It's very impressive, this DVD. By the way, you can't get this anywhere else right now. It's not available on Amazon. It's not available anywhere else. other than this, the Media Education Foundation that produced the DVD makes it available to colleges and universities as a learning tool. But I really wanted to get this to the consumer because these are, you are the people I am. We are the people that need to see this and that need to be educated about it. Eight lines are lit up right now. Two more people give us a call. 818-985-KPFK. 818-985-5735. I have 2 minutes left in the show. I want to make room for Some of Us Are Brave that's coming up next. So I definitely want you guys to be able to call in and get this educational material. 818-985-5735. If you were a kid and you remember being marketed to as a child, since the post-70s, the regulation on advertising was lifted. There is no longer regulation on advertising, which you will see in the DVD. It talks about certain filmmakers not being filmmakers anymore. They're in the toy business. That was George Lucas that was quoted in saying that because of the amazing amount of money that's to be made from the merchandising. Now, that's great as long as the kids are inspired to use them for creative play and not to be used in place of that. So it's all explained in the DVD, and it's done very, very well. 818-985-5735. And the bottom line here is to not rob a child of their childhood, is to go back to basics, is to go back to nature, is to go back to the things that we know and that you know that work for your child. Nature teaches an amazing amount to children. It teaches balance. It teaches creation, destruction. You can do creative play. All sorts of things happen. And of course, you get to expand and your energy gets to grow. It's great. 818-985-5735. And this DVD does also talk about a lot of solutions as well. But the solutions are the back to basics. And it is up to us as parents to make these decisions and to be informed. There's a whole portion of this this DVD that talks about sexualization, early sexualization of teenage children, and the violence, the entertainment violence that is starting in young kids by having them play these types of video games and watch these types of shows. It is an eye-opener. All right, I have a minute left. Let's see if we can get two more people. Yep, they called. All right, two more. 818-985-5735. Thank you guys so much for joining me this afternoon. This has been Lisa Garr on the Aware Show here at KPFK, this wonderful commercial-free venue that we are in the middle of our fun drive. Thank you so much, G, the engineer, Tanya Jenkins, Gina Salvati, the Aware Show girls, producers here on the Aware Show, and for you all listening and for your pledges here during this hour. While I'm completely, extremely committed to bringing you the clearest information possible, in the end, I always encourage you to listen to your own truth. Until next time, I invite you to stay aware.